Presto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Eamon Torsney. It's Wednesday, March 20th. Coming up.
It's not healthy for young adults to be living for an extended period of time with their parents.
Two-thirds of young adults living with their parents and post-mortem due on Cork sword attack victim. Plus, we have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, a post-mortem will take place later today on the body of a man who died after he was attacked with a samurai sword in County Cork. Ian Bateson died yesterday at Cork University Hospital following the attack in Cove on Friday night. News Talk Southern reporter Jamie O'Hara has this report.
Armed Gardaí carried out a search of a house in Cove Town yesterday evening. At around the same time, it was announced the 32-year-old father of one had died. He had been in a critical condition at CUH following emergency surgery and a traumatic leg injury. A Garda family liaison officer has been appointed and investigating officers have appealed for any witnesses or drivers with dash cam footage from Newtown Road in Cove to contact them. Gardaí say the results of today's post-mortem will determine the course of their investigation.
Labour says the large number of young people still living with their parents is damaging to all involved. 68% of Irish adults under the age of 36 are living in their family homes because they can't afford to move out. Financial experts say it will now take a young person earning €50,000 a year over 15 years to buy an average house. Labour's Duncan Smith says it's a sign of a broken housing sector in this country.
It's not healthy for young adults to be living for an extended period of time with their parents. It impacts on their relationship. It creates pressures in the home, in the household and in the family. And again, this doesn't have to be the case. If we had a housing system that worked,
alcohol companies are being warned they could face legal action over the promotion of zero alcohol products. Alcohol Action Ireland says drink brands are flouting laws around advertising at sporting events. They're calling on the government to close loopholes around alcohol marketing practices as they could be predatory towards children. Sheila Gilheeny is CEO of the group.
We've only got to look at the Six Nations and the matches that have just been played to have seen abundant evidence of the use of the Guinness logo. Now, sometimes you would see it with a 00 at the bottom of it, other times you'd see it without that. And there's quite a seamless mix of both products being advertised. But the point is that the Guinness logo is in use.
€40 million is being invested in this year's summer schools programme for children with complex educational needs. Primary, post-primary and special schools are all being encouraged to get involved. Minister of State for Special Education and Inclusion, Josepha Madigan, says the programme allows children to be supported and encouraged in a fun, inclusive educational setting.
So last year we had 50,000 children who participated in the summer programme and this year we expect to have even more. Over the years we've expanded it, we've enhanced it. Now we have primary school children being involved, those in children in special classes and in particular in special schools. So we would be encouraging all schools to hopefully get their children involved because the outcomes are really transformative.
There's been a call for international protection applicants to be housed in Dublin's disused and vacant Bagot Street Hospital. The empty building has frequently been suggested as a shelter for refugees by the local community and a developer who has pledged to refurbish it for free. People Before Profit TD Breed Smith is calling for urgent questions and answers in the Doyle with Integration Minister Roderick O'Gorman this week over the treatment of refugees at the International Protection Office on Mount Street at the weekend.
My issue, though, as a TD and as a politician, is to find out what are the government doing and why they're doing it. Why, for example, are they not looking at empty buildings like Bagot Street Hospital, which is only a stone's throw away and could easily house hundreds of asylum seekers in an emergency and temporary basis?
Ireland's dental services are in a state of decay. That's according to the Irish Dental Association, which says hardly anything has been achieved despite 5 years of government promises. The association is marking World Oral Health Day by launching a position paper to deal with what it claims is a crisis over access to dental care. The government's been called on to live up to its commitments on cardiac care for the South East. Independent TD Matt Shanahan says they have been waiting over a decade for promises of a 24/7 service to become a reality. Deputy Shanahan says the current working week model of care just isn't good enough.
If you are unfortunate enough to live in this region or to be visiting this region and to suffer a heart attack on a Saturday or a Sunday, there is no option for you but to go by ambulance or helicopter to Cork or Dublin with all of the attendant time that that uses up. And people suffering heart attack do not have time. And this is what we're trying to deal with down here.
It's reported an investigation into a privacy breach is underway at the hospital where Britain's Princess of Wales was treated in January. The Mirror newspaper claims a member of staff at the London clinic was caught trying to access Kate Middleton's private medical records. Details about the nature of the princess's abdominal surgery have never been revealed. Entertainment news now, and a report in the US has cast doubt on rumours Aaron Taylor-Johnson's been offered the part of James Bond. A source has told E! News that's not yet the case, after The Sun reported producers have lined him up for the role. There's been no comment from the British actor or the production company behind the franchise. Film journalist Jamie Burton says the 33-year-old is the favourite, but the deal is not done yet.
No smoke without fire, I guess you could say. Equally, he's got a couple of films coming out this year as well. The cynic in me might suggest that, this is all a clever ploy to get us talking about him in anticipation of his films, which I won't even mention.
And Jake O'Brien says he's determined to make the most of his opportunity should a debut Republic of Ireland cap come his way this week. The Lyon defender is among three uncapped players in John O'Shea's squad for Saturday's friendly with Belgium. O'Brien admits to being a late bloomer, but is excited to prove his mettle this week.
Ever since I was young, I always believed I'd play for Ireland. It's just more so about patience and taking the opportunity when it came. Everyone develops at different stages, and for me, it was a later stage to other players. But I always believe in myself.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.